This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Denver is making its case to host the 2028 Democratic National Convention as a party delegation visits the city this week. During the three-day showcase, city leaders will highlight hotels, restaurants, and venues, including the Colorado Convention Center and Ball Arena. Denver is one of five finalists to host the DNC in 2028. Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, and Philadelphia are also in the running. Democrats are expected to choose the host city early next year. If Denver is chosen, the convention would bring tens of thousands of visitors to Colorado. The Pueblo Zoo is hoping a new sales tax could help its bottom line. KRCC's Andrew Chulfin has more.
The zoo plans to seek what amounts to 17 cents per every $100 spent in the city to help stabilize its budget. Funding generally comes from fundraising efforts, admission and program fees, and city and county governments. But those monies often fluctuate with the city's general fund, and recent cuts mean the zoo is falling further behind, especially as costs continue to rise. The ballot measure would sunset in 5 years. If it doesn't pass, the zoo says it will likely face closure in the next few years. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Coloradans shared stories yesterday about the stress of high health care costs. They spoke at an event hosted by Denver Health and Senator John Hickenlooper, a Democrat. Chelsea Baker Houck, who runs a consulting business in Denver, has been battling a rare neurologic condition, and her husband has cancer. She gets insurance through the state health exchange, and he qualified for Medicaid. But she says they've struggled to stay afloat financially and navigate the complex health insurance system.
We have to fix the affordability. We have to make Medicaid accessible for people and not kick them off.
This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 206.